Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight from Jimmy Eat World, Zach Lynn and Rick Birch, both in studio.
And gentlemen, Adam does not always routinely dress like this. Maybe 3 out of 5 nights.
He looks nice. Yeah.
I was caught off guard.
Well, I knew the band was coming in.
And dressing up, putting on your Sunday best for the boys.
Let's face it. I mean, everyone's got a little schoolgirl in them when it comes to the band. I'm heterosexual, but I know an opportunity when I see one, Drew.
Well, you want to make the best of it.
I want to make the best of it. I'll put my best foot forward. No, I did Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight, so I decided.
Oh, we were just on that show last week.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
That's right. You guys were very good
and
on
I
it,
I got to say,
that's
the best late-night show to be a part of and to play. By far.
Yeah, it is, because, I've done the other late night shows when bands are on there. First on Kilbourne, or what used to be Kilbourne, they would pre-tape the band.
Right, you'd never meet the band.
So they'd be walking out when you were walking up, and it's kind of weird. And then and Leno's just kind of go off to the side, and there's a bunch of octogenarians sitting out there sort of hoping to die halfway into the set. Conan, I don't know, but but Kimmel has they're there to see the band more than they are to see Kimmel.
Oh, of course.
Right.
It's a real stage, real audience.
Yeah, Jimmy does it right. And Conan's good, too, but, you know, the Kimmel show is by far the best for a band, from a band's perspective.
Yeah, they go into the... you guys performed in the entry or the bar or whatever.
Outside and back.
We actually ended up performing in the back parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Were you in the back?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah. I just was saying to somebody, we're not doing it.
We're really
hurt
you didn't watch.
And they were like, well, hold on a second. I know, I feel like an a-hole. But here's the thing. I was saying, don't we perform in the back anymore? And they said, no, we're not doing the back thing anymore. We're performing in the front thing.
After Jimmy Eat World took it apart, that was it.
Well, maybe that's it. They just dismantled it. They've turned it. You know what? There's just a plaque there now, Drew. There's nothing. Just a plaque. They're not going to rebuild.
We'd love to say that, but I think the Donnas played it like 2 days after we did. So,
but they played on the plaque.
But we were the last males to play, and they're the last females to play, and so.
That's right. And there's another plaque for them, and now that's it.
Then RuPaul, I think, is the only one left.
And there's a third plaque, and that was it. That's enough with the plaques, I told them. Yeah. Oh, outside stage, huge. And they only give that to the big bands, I got to tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sounds
like
I'm kissing
ass.
No, but...
Benny Goodman, the big bands.
Yeah, the big bands. Once your dad listened to Les Brown and this band of renown, yeah. Folks who died in plane crashes many years ago. All right, so on tour, in the middle of the tour, going to be at the, or are we in the middle?
Kind of, yeah, pretty
right,
much
good.
In the middle.
Henry Fonda Theater tomorrow night, sold out. I like just saying that. Now, can you get tickets if something's sold out? I mean, if you go down to the Henry
Fonda
Theater.
There's always ways to get tickets somehow.
Is the box office open and hand out a few tickets? Or
I don't think so, no. But, I mean, you know, if you...
But come on down and get some false tickets from the scalpers.
Yeah.
I always admire the moxie of the person that says, yeah, we're going to the playoff game. It's like, well, do you have tickets? Yeah. No, we're heading out there. Well, isn't it sold out? Oh, sure, it's been sold out for months. What are we doing then? We're going to go. We'll get in. And they always get in unless I go with them, in which case they don't get in. But it's a certain way to approach life that I'm going down. Don't worry about it. We're getting in.
Yeah,
I like that.
It's like the event was important enough to go and like scrounge and try and get tickets at the very last second, but then it wasn't important enough to like plan ahead and you know.
I say if you're a big Jimmy Eat World fan, you go down to the Henry Fonda Theater out here in Los Angeles.
Just have an homage. Just show up.
Show up. Yeah. Light a candle.
Candlelight vigil outside.
Put a plaque down and see if you can get in. Band hasn't been here for 3 years, by the way.
It's amazing. I can't believe it.
No idea. You guys do play my theme song, Anderson, if you have that somewhere around. This is a song I sort of envision. I don't. It's not playing in my mind. I envision it playing in the minds of
the commercial,
others.
In the beginning of the television series with Adam's name on it. This is the music that plays as he's walking into the restaurant or bar.
The bar. Chicks looking at me, bouncing in slow motion. Jacket is slung over the shoulder and moving in time. I do a thing with my shades where I dip them down, and there's a couple hot chicks at the bar, and they hoist a martini glass. But I got to keep moving. There'll be time for love later. I'm moving. You know
it's
what
not
I mean?
The whole song, though, just that loop.
This song is all about point of view, though, because you see, you can flash to the women's point of view of seeing Adam as he walks in. Forget the start. Forget the opening of the television series.
They're hearing this, too,
The women hear the following.
Oh.
We're honored to be a part of your hallucination.
Are you saying this is what's going on in
their
mind?
This is the girls here when they look at him.
That's not fair. I don't believe that. I think Adam is much more.
Yeah. You're saying it's different than my theme, my TV world theme?
A little different. A little bit.
Now, sure, they saved this letter for the lovemaking.
Oh, man.
That's when I'm on top of it. That's what they hear.
That's tough.
Then the slide whistle. All right. Not enough made of that slide whistle anymore.
We could
have it.
We need it on this show.
Anderson, will you have anything that resembles a slide whistle over there in that studio? Is it? There we go. All right. Yeah.
That was fast.
He's quick.
He's genius.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, think about Anderson. Anderson's like one of these restaurants where either you get your food in 5 minutes or not at all. If it don't show up, like it's either
thrown at you too.
It gets thrown at you in the pan. It's still in the pan. Right.
Speaking of restaurants, Rick and I were at the restaurant hotel in Studio City where we were staying, and Angeline walks in to the restaurant, uses the bathroom, and walks out.
Angeline, iconic.
She's a walker yet, or she's
big jug. A comic book.
Oh
right?
man, yeah. It was pretty. Like I'd always seen the billboards, but I'd never actually seen her. And Jim actually said that he saw her one time in a Whole Foods.
Well, for people who don't know who Angeline is, by the way, and there's a handful of Dennis Woodruff, the actor. There's a couple of these people that are just sort of fixtures.
Los Angeles characters.
Yeah, there's a guy down on Venice Beach who wears the turban and plays the guitar and has the inline skates, right? Mm-hmm. There's a handful of these guys that have been here for so long and had little to no success for so long, but somehow...
They're just those guys.
They become those guys, maybe Melrose, Larry Green, or something like that.
Remember the Laguna Beach greeter?
Who's the Laguna Beach greeter?
There was a guy who used to stand on the street corner and wave.
Oh, just wave at people.
And he became the Laguna Beach greeter.
Some
homeless guys wave people.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it with a sports franchise, too. You get a crazy top hat and a bugle, and you show up, and eventually, if they don't throw you out, after about 4 seasons, you become the crazy top hat bugle guy. And if you have enough time, you can do it.
Right.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I don't like. Angelina or...
My favorite show on Loveline was circa 1984.
Wow. Angelina
Nina Hagen.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I really felt like it went into like a space vehicle.
And she's not, by the way, she's never been an actress, but she's been an actress... Being herself in movies where she's not being an actress.
Right. She's being Angelina.
It's like what you're talking about when you see the guy going down the sidewalk in Venice Beach on the roller skates, or you see the Angelina billboard. Those are the things they show when, like, it's a movie and they want to establish that you're
in LA.
You see those things all the time, you know, and that's kind of, you know, I guess Angelina made it happen somehow.
But mind you, in 1984...
Yes, Drew.
20 years
ago. One day you're going to, and you know, during the commercial, why don't you write down some of the bands that have passed through here under your watch?
Okay, that's a good idea.
Because it's crazy.
It's going to be wild, yeah.
I mean, you guys, it's stuff your grandparents listen to. I mean,
when you mentioned big game bands, I thought, well. Okay.
Yeah, no, but think but of some she, of those from
just
the
say,
early
she
80s.
She was not a young lady in 1984.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah, and a novelty boob job, which only gets worse with time. Yeah. All right, Drew. Well, listen, we don't have to have sex with everyone we talk about, do we?
That's right.
Can we just treat women like human beings?
I'm not disparaging her or saying she's should be less attractive, but the whole presentation is
novelty
of
jugs.
Novelty young woman.
Yeah,
experience.
I understand. And by the way, she's ready to break any day now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she'll break out.
But she was in full Angelina gear and pink Corvette and the whole nine.
Oh no, you have to live it. Yeah, drives the pink Vette around.
I was impressed.
It's perfect. I'm gonna tell my kid. Listen,
establish a character.
If by 25 you don't got anything cooking, like, you know, you're just working down at the Shell station or something. It's time to go for it. It's time to get the inline skates, the guitar, the boob job. Oh, yes. I said boob job. And the trumpet and start going to the Clippers game or whatever it is you got to do. But you're going down in history, my friend. Yes, Drew?
Yes, sir.
All right, Drew, start writing some of the crazy bands. Thompson Twins.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, oh. Dude. I mean, look,
I think we had Boy George on one time.
Really?
I don't think
I was here. Yeah. Go ahead. But then go for some good deep cuts, too, like Scritti Politti.
Scritti Politti or Catherine Wheel.
Catherine Wheel. Just everyone from sort of perennials to one-hit wonders. And then there's, you know, there's the Willie Nelsons and there's these folks. But you should dig deep and think 80s. Think 80s and think like New Wave. Think K-Rock and its prime. It's inception. All right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So just, Drew, don't talk to anyone. You just sit there and write that. And don't write Willie Nelson. I just said Willie Nelson.
No, I'm just trying to jar my memory. Relax. It's just...
All right, well, jar it back like 15 years.
That's
Willie
right.
Nelson was in there like 5 years ago. All right.
I'm anxious to actually hear this call. It's be interesting.
Really? Mm. But keep writing.
All right, all right.
All right. Justin?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Engineer Chris, wake up. Why don't you get on the computer and find some big 80s bands from the K-Rock days of yore.
List of K-Rock.
Because Drew will put a check
by them.
Look
up Brock of the 80s.
All right, all right. 80s was a decade, not the last decade, but the one before that.
The one after the 70s?
It's between the 70s and the 90s. Okay. Find that one. Find some K-Rock perennials. Drew will put a check by almost every one of them, and it'll be weird.
Huh?
Yes?
Yeah, yeah. That's
all right.
Cool.
Let's talk to Justin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's happening?
Well, I heard you guys talking on a show about fetishes, and Dr. Drew had said that there wasn't much done to fetishes, and I wanted to let him know that I actually gone to a doctor.
No, I said there's controversy about this, and people don't know for sure what causes these things.
Yeah, right. And I'd went to a doctor due to some emotional problems I've had. My parents had me at a very, very young age, weren't around to give me any attention. As I've went to go see my psychiatrist periodically for about 2 years, he had walked me through my steps that I remember from birth and growing older, and I was never really held, and I was never really loved. So through the time, he asked me what things I like about women and what things I like in general, and I told him I'm a real big legs person, I love feet, and I love to be held. And he had come to the conclusion that my fetish with feet and legs would be that I was always at my parents' or at someone's feet.
Okay, Justin, that's not, unfortunately, no one's ever proven that the way it works.
It's really? Unbelievable.
That's the natural, of course, conclusion anyone would draw, is that you have difficulty, you have terror around your interaction or need, around your overwhelming feelings around your interaction with mom, but you're always there at the feet, and so the image becomes ingrained, associated with those very, very powerful feelings, is the feet.
All right, but isn't there just certain percentage of screwballs that are going to be in the feet and a certain percentage of geniuses that are going to be in
the
boobs, like Ma?
Yes. Genius is only for the breast.
That's right.
You got that right. But no, we really don't know for sure exactly where this mechanism gets etched into the brain chemistry.
All right,
and why.
But the point is it's etched in.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do, Justin? You like feet.
Yeah, I like feet and legs. And one other thing was, since I was never held, he had told me, you know, that's why you love to be held so much. So it's helped me with the girls, because most men, when they're done being with their lady, they don't want to be held or anything along those lines. I'm a person that just loves
very
to cuddle.
Sophisticated interpretations
all right.
here. Very sophisticated.
All right. And by the way, not being held as a child oftentimes makes the child not want to
That's
be held
correct. Make it
as
difficult.
Adult more often than not, right?
Yes. In fact, the probability is you probably were held quite a bit, but it was probably taken away from you.
Ooh.
And that's where you got the need
all
to
right.
be held.
Well, good work there, Justin.
And
you're
I just
cuddler.
Want to tell you guys one other thing that whenever I listen to you guys, I think of a saying I've always heard in high school was, offense gets the glory, but defense wins the game. I wanted to say to you, Dr. Drew, you're definitely the offense, and Adam, you're the defense, you know.
It's the other way around, I think.
Show.
Right, all right.
Other
so I win the game.
I'm the defense.
You win the game.
Yeah, I often think of the adage that my football coach told me, which was, tying is like kissing your sister. That's what I think of when I listen to this show.
Nice.
Or you're getting blown out like an S through a goose. I remember that's nice for a 9-year-old to hear
lovely
that.
Lovely to hear that. Yes.
It was great. Pop Warner football was great because it was 25 years ago, 30 years ago, and no one had told adults they had to treat kids like kids, they would just start yelling at you and mash you around and start screaming at you and terrify you, like ex-junior college football players that were 50 pounds overweight and just start screaming at the 10-year-old kids. It was awesome.
It's good times.
And you could never do that to kids anymore, by the way. Just start screaming at them.
Kids will call the police themselves.
Do that move where they grab your face mask when they're angry at you and they start yanking you around?
No, they do that.
Oh, they do? Oh, good.
Football, you can't play football without that. You got to lie them on the ground on their back and pick them up.
It's tough
to
explain to the kids that face masking is a penalty when every time the coach gets pissed, he grabs the face mask and starts dragging the kid around. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a universal.
Oh, they do
that's a universal expression of affection for football.
Oh, okay.
And understood that way by the kids, too.
Good. All right. Shannon?
Yeah.
22?
Yes.
Engineer Chris, you got any bands there?
Yeah.
You got anything
cool? Give
me
that list.
Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah. What do you got?
No, get the list. Print it up and get it out. Get it here.
Go get it. That's going to take 20
I have
minutes.
It by letter.
What do you got?
What letter? Okay, number A is aha.
Flock of seagulls. Hold on. It's not aha.
A is flock of seagulls?
Hold on. Speaking of F, that's what he's getting in junior college right now. But no, let me say something. Right. Hold on a second. It's not
aha.
Aha. It's aha.
That's right. Aha. Oh.
Yeah.
We had the.
Oh, you had the.
Yeah.
All right. And you've had da da.
I can't remember that.
I know they were in here because I was
like, ABBA.
No.
No. ABBA's not an 80s. It's not an 80s K rock band.
Here we go. Keep going. Don't yell at me.
All right. Sorry.
Alphaville?
No. No. Get the printout.
All right. Got to get the printout. Chris, you want to get the printout?
Yeah, please. Thank you. We'll be right for 3 minutes.
And give me a little.
What about Firehose? Do you ever have them? Or was it Firehose or Firehouse or something?
Oh, Firehouse.
Yeah, actually sounds familiar. That was around the same time as Catherine Wheel, right?
Yeah. It was
right,
like, they were kind of like when Poison, Def Leppard, they were kind of the B team of that era.
Well, Drew.
We had Poison, I think, too. Believe it
like
or not.
Late 80s.
All right, we're going to get the list. Shannon?
Yeah.
You're 22?
That's me.
What's up?
Well, I was at a wedding last weekend and had too much to drink and ended up having sex with someone and I'm on birth control, but I've missed a couple pills.
What is that about a wedding that women do that?
Yeah.
It's some either...
It's even worse than that. Adam's going to love the story because the wedding was in Tennessee and there was moonshine.
Wow.
Very quaint. But it's not just about the alcohol. It's something happens to women at weddings.
Yeah, they become receptive.
They become receptive. That's exactly right.
Awesome. Guys get hungry. Women get receptive.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Some sort of ritualistic biological response.
It's good. The problem with it is not many single guys go to the wedding, though. You always go with your girlfriend or wife.
If they knew this.
Oh, yeah. Easy pickings. And then you mix that jug cider in to the mix and forget it. It's an orgy of vomit and semen. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Absolutely.
I like taters.
So, Shannon, you were in Tennessee, to drink moonshine, and who'd you have sex with?
Someone at the wedding.
Hold on. Slow down.
I got a diagram. Yeah,
Went to the wedding.
You can't throw a curveball like that at me, sweetie, without me being prepared. She said somebody from the wedding.
Somebody at the wedding.
At the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Went to a wedding, had sex with somebody at the wedding.
This casts a totally different shadow on the whole thing. Okay, well
now let's
that's
talk.
Much different. And
the thing was, there's too much moonshine, and I wasn't really clear on who the person was until, after the act, and even still, I was out of town, didn't know very many people there, and ended
so
up.
So was it a
who do you think?
Of?
Who do you think it was?
I know it was a friend of the groom.
And was that you also a friend of the groom?
He's actually my brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law. All right.
He's now your brother-in-law?
Well, now, as of this weekend, yeah.
This was your sister's wedding?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Woo!
Yeah.
Bleak.
You still drunk off the White Lightning, baby?
You know what? I've decided to scratch moonshine off the list of things that will ever go into my body again.
Good.
That's a good plan.
Is she older? Are you older than your sister?
No, she's older than me.
Oh, okay.
You may want to add a hillbilly penis to that list of things that are never going to enter your body again,
there.
Too,
it's,
by the way.
It's definitely on there.
What is your question?
Because that's at the top of mine.
What is your question?
The thing is I'm on birth control, but I missed a few pills this month, so I stopped the pack. And when I got home, I took the morning after pill. Okay. But now I'm nervous and freaking out about it, and okay. I want to take a pregnancy test, but I want to make sure that the morning after pill, the hormones in that won't affect the test.
No, they will. It will be as accurate as in any other circumstance.
And the tests are usually accurate at up to like a week, right?
They're very accurate, yeah.
Well, they used to be like 2 weeks,
2 weeks,
10 days,
yeah,
or something.
But I think they're up to a week now, some of them.
Well, don't they have ones that are immediate now?
There may be one. Their accuracy starts to decay, I think, up to about 4 days. But they, look, read the package.
All right. Chris, what do you got over there, buddy? You got some more bands for Drew?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to print that out? All right. We're going to print that out because Drew has been here. What's the matter, Drew?
I thought you were going to print it out 5 minutes ago.
Oh, he's going to do it. He's getting to it. He's getting to it. He's going, he's going to go print it out.
Good times.
Yeah, you don't just press a button and have it.
Maybe
you do. But the point is, I mean, symbolically, you don't just press a button,
symbolically.
Obviously, there's more to printing out than just hitting the print cursor on the
key. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a computer expert, but I know it takes some work. You're going to print that out?
Right now?
Yeah.
All right. He's going to get on that.
There we go.
And
I'm on it.
You know, Chris, be good. You know, be a good gig for Chris. Navigator in a rally race.
Yeah.
Like you're just going down some alpine mountain about 90 miles an hour, and he's like,
I have a plethora of lists.
Air traffic control.
Boom, right off a cliff.
I see air traffic control.
Air traffic control,
Chris.
That'll be good.
Is it printed?
Yes.
Is it printing?
I'm printing right now.
All right. It's printing now, Drew.
Is it?
What do you think? No, he's actually, it has a press that he's actually physically printing it. We don't have a printer here. We just have letters that we can interchange.
That's all right. I'm used to it. Whatever.
He's got it. He's on top of it. All right, you ready, Drew?
Yeah.
I'll give the kid a break.
Let
me tell you what happens to a lot of people. Mm. The mic heats up.
Yeah.
They get the adrenaline surge.
Well, then they're transfixed.
The printer's
not
in the studio, so, I mean.
Right.
No. You can't click. You got to go get it.
All right, listen.
He's transfixed by you, Adam. Transfixed.
Give the kid a break. All right, now you got some good bands on there because Drew, 20 years on this show now, Drew. I want some crazy bands that you circle
on.
It's
about Ann's not here. She would remember all this stuff, too.
Jimmy Eat World in studio tonight. We're going to hear something. And by the way, maybe 10 years from now, you'll make the list of Drew's crazy bands that have been in here.
And Adam will be saying that 30 years on the show. What are you going to do?
Yep.
Maybe we can have your washed up bands reunion and we'll
Not all washed up. Some blast from the past, some that may have influenced you, I'm sure. All right. We'll take a little break, Jimmy Eat World in studio tonight. We'll hear something off the new CD after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Here we go. It wouldn't be a Loveline show unless someone came in. Jimmy Eat World in tonight. That's Zach Lynn and Rick Birch in here. Drew's doing his homework, trying to come up with kooky bands that have been in here in the last 20 years that he's seen. Drew, I don't think a lot of these even registered for you. But I know they've all been through here.
Oh, a lot of them I may have been, and I just can't remember.
All right.
I would bet that.
Do you got there? Give us a short list.
Okay. Erasure.
Erasure.
Motels.
Oh, the Motels.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Huh? Were they a-holes?
Not that I recall.
They sound like it. All right.
Right Said Fred.
Right Said Fred.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Men at Work. NXS.
Huh?
Yeah. Pizzicato 5.
Yeah. I like that song of theirs.
Pizzicato 5 was. Yeah. They did not speak English.
Oh, really?
They did not speak English.
Yeah, Mexican.
It's Japanese.
Oh, Japanese, that's right, yeah.
Heaven 17, the Bengals, Devo.
Yeah, oh, Devo was in
Berlin.
Here. Berlin.
Huh?
Yeah, Berlin.
Terry Nunn. The first night I was up here. Seal?
Mm-hmm. Wow. True.
Billy Idol, The Cure.
The Cure. Must be great for Jimmy Eat World to sit here while you just name bands that used to be used to come through here. I know I made you do it, but it just dawned on me. That's horrible etiquette. It's like you going out on a date. What are some of the other guys you've had sex with? Well,
let me list them.
Drew, Chris, get on the computer. Let me print that out. Go to hoeworld.com. Yeah. Well, there's a guy named Stu. I don't know his last name. Huge feet, if you know what I'm saying. And you just keep going while the guy just sits there and stares into his appetizer. We're sorry.
Jimmy World and Drew have agreed to see other people, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I haven't agreed.
Yeah, you guys have.
Well, not for you anyway. All right. For me, of course.
That's cool. We don't, yeah, you know, sure. We can share. We
have
can
an
share
open
you
relationship. Yeah. He's a doctor. He's clean. All right. So, Drew, keep working on that list.
Scritti Politti. Boy George.
Scritti Politti.
Thompson Twins.
White Tiger. You ever had them?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh, Zig Zig Sputnik. I think we did.
Really?
I do, yeah.
Never
I
even
do.
Heard of them.
That was Nina Hagen days.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good times there, huh?
A couple more.
All right. We'll talk to Kelly, who has a Germany or Florida force. This is this is a huge game.
What? The guy in the coconuts?
Oh, Kid Creole.
Kid Creole, yeah.
In the coconuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was
over
before
my
they
head.
Broke, too. They were just nobody knew who. It was.
Well, first off, no one knows them anyway.
No,
now. You guys
yeah,
don't know
right.
Kid
no,
Creole.
I don't know half of the people you guys are mentioning. Like the Cure?
Yeah.
Who are those guys?
No, they just one-hit wonders. We're doing a little something called Germany or Florida, which is all bizarre stories either emanate from Germany or Florida. So the caller calls in, tells us the story, and then we guess. Is it Germany or Florida?
Things are sick and twisted from too much fun and Nazis. Sex myth and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you. Germany or Florida.
It's just one hit with Germany or Florida.
I was thinking of other names you maybe not heard. Dogfish, Biohazard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say I love the show. I listen to you guys every night. And
thanks.
I think Germany or Florida is hilarious. So
Thank you.
Do you like the accordion countdown?
I do. Can I play that with you guys after this?
Well, maybe we'll play Ace's accordion countdown after this, too. Although I'm not sure if we're loaded up or queued up or ready to go.
That's okay.
Anderson.
I'll wait.
Anderson's got that.
Hey, you guys just missed a great look on Engineer Chris. Like we said, I'm not sure if we're ready to go. And Drew and I both looked at Engineer Chris, and he just looked like the Taco
Anderson
Bell dog.
It.
Like he just like, huh? What?
He's got it on his hand.
You cool, Anderson?
Cool with what?
All right. We're ready to go. Here we go, Kelly. Germany or Florida?
Okay, a man has admitted faking a series of attacks on himself because he did not want to go to work. He admitted to tying himself up, slashing the tires of his car, and staging a variety of other incidents. He claimed he was a target of a hate campaign by mystery masked assailants. But police were concerned at the lack of other witnesses to the growing number of attacks and decided to question the man. Eventually, he admitted he had staged the elaborate hoaxes to avoid going to work because it was boring.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got it.
All right. Now let's just hash this out.
First of all,
Germans love to work.
Yeah,
they do love to work. They're very efficient.
Okay.
But the hate crime.
The hate crime
thing,
sounds German.
Could be German.
Yeah, sounds because the sort of the value they put on the hate crime that they can hide behind that and not be questioned.
Yeah.
Sounds
right.
German.
Right.
Okay. A. B. Florida. Don't want to go to work?
Don't go to work.
Don't go to work.
Tell the boss to kiss your ass. Just show up drunk and punch him.
Laughing
absolutely.
Time is over.
No way anybody in Florida would ever do anything other than just not show up.
Yeah, you don't have any excuse.
No, in fact, they go the other way. They go up, moon the boss.
You show up, work, steal some steal some copier toner, huff it, and go home.
There you go.
Right?
Yes, this is Germany.
Germany?
Germany.
Even though he doesn't want to go to work in Germany.
Yeah, but he's so ashamed he has to hide behind a hate crime.
Zach?
I'm going to have to go with Florida.
Ooh.
I'm going opposite way.
Ooh.
Based on?
You know, just that gut feeling. We've traveled in both areas quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, probably more than both of you.
Yeah.
Certainly in Germany. Way more than us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Something tells me that it's more of a Florida thing.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent opinion.
All right.
Well
Rick.
Done.
I think I agree. Florida, there's kind of a tweaker element to it.
Oh, there is?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think you do when you're
envisioned in the mind of a tweaker.
Yeah, and also, I think that when you hang out with Germans now, I don't think they're going to throw around, like, I don't know, the hate crime thing.
So it's the opposite.
Yeah, I think it's opposite.
Right. So for them, a hate crime is so egregious that they wouldn't bring that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't play that card.
Like
your husband.
You have AIDS or something.
Your husband who got busted cheating, you don't start accusing your wife of cheating.
So I'm saying it's Florida.
Right. Interesting. All very valid. Listen, I'm going Germany just so it's like, you know, hometown versus visitors.
I'm with you, but these guys play the game well.
Oh, no.
Do you want to go? You want to put some money down?
Wow. Wow.
They played before.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you got?
I got 20 bucks on it.
What do you got? I don't... Oh, I got a dollar. I got $2.
That's all you got?
No, $3.
You're sitting in here looking at Ferraris before the show?
That's all you got? Oh, well, don't kid yourself. I got like $80 in the bank. I don't carry it all with all me. Right. That's all. I got $3.
Okay, I'll put in 10.
You guys got to come up with 8. That's all you got to do.
Okay. Just the 10. It's fine.
$8. That's all I got. All right, it's my last three. All right, let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Come on.
Okay, Germany or Florida? All right. Here we go. Stakes as high as they've ever been. Mostly because we've never had stakes, but still.
We've never played a seasoned player.
No, these people have traveled to Germany and Florida many
times.
They
call us out on it.
All right, Kelly.
I'm nervous.
Which is it, Germany or Florida?
Ready?
Yes. Yeah.
It's Germany.
No.
I think she's lying.
You don't come into our house.
All right.
That's huge.
Go.
That is huge. You know why? You know what this is? What I call this, Drew? Wham. Walking around on it.
Wham.
That's
16.
What
wham.
Wham.
That's
wham.
Too.
Wham. Dude, that goes to the Ferrari fund, Adam.
Wham. Yeah. I have a mason jar that's the size of a tanker. Yes.
Boingo, boingo.
Oh, Wham was in here.
Wham.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boingo,
boingo.
Interesting. That was what you call win-win. Not only do we have the Wham.
Bonus.
I'm going to keep the 10.
Now, did you smell a whiff of the... Did you smell a whiff of sort of the the George Michael? You weren't quite sure if he was straight or gay, or did you know?
I can't remember. I can't remember that part.
Yeah. Well, I think Drew told me that after he gave him a second BJ, he started to think.
I wondered.
Yeah, you said it tasted like poopy, and I think that's what made me. That's what made you suspicious as a doctor and a man.
Unacceptable.
And a man.
That's terrible.
It's horrible. I don't know why he would tell me that. I agree. All right. Well, maybe another Germany or Florida before the night is through, yes?
We got to be given another chance.
Yeah, we need another chance.
No, I mean, you guys...
Well, how about the countdown?
Oh, Ace is accordion countdown. All right. We'll play that, too.
Give him a practice round.
I can't believe we lost, Rick.
You got a practice round.
All right, let's... we got to say bye and hi to Kelly. Kelly, thanks a lot for playing the Germany or Florida game.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
Okay. All right, baby doll. Who do you want to go to, Drew? Yeah, you want to play a song? Let's play a song.
All right, good.
Perfect. Yeah, we should play Jimmy Eat World's song because it's the least we could do after the fleecing we just gave them. Yes, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we queued up there, Chris? Yeah?
Chris is. He's short of breath from all this excitement in the studio.
Yeah.
Never seen you guys gamble before.
He's really put upon tonight, Drew.
I know. He's very cold.
You ready? This first song is called Work.
Don't think we're not serious. Where's it at all?
Destiny World for you. We'll do a little reminiscing with Dr. Drew. A little something we call Deep Cuts with Dr. Drew, going back to as far as 20 years ago when he was on this show and some of the bands that have been around. Drew?
Wow.
Yeah, that's where you name some of the bands.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just go, Bangles, wow. Berlin, Adam Ant, The Cars, Thomas Dolby.
Yeah.
Blondie, Oingo Boingo, Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah. Mm. Go deep. What else you got?
I can't remember if Crowded House was up here or not, but I think they might
have. They had to be. UB40.
Yeah.
Midnight Oil.
Yeah.
They laid the pavers for bands like Jimmy Eat World.
Absolutely.
They were the road crew that went ahead, blazed a trail, cut down the trees, and drove the golden spike so that the train known as Jimmy Eat World, the bullet train known as Jimmy Eat World.
Finally that bullet train.
Could blast across the American West. Yes?
With your stop in Vegas.
That's one. Oh, can we get that bullet train? Drew, don't get me going. They've been talking about building a bullet train to Vegas, from L.A. to Vegas for like the last 30 years. No one will do it. What's up?
It's really frustrating, especially for us in Phoenix, because we have no, like, our public transit system in Phoenix is terrible, and they're trying to do this light rail thing, and people are trying to stop it.
Yeah, oh, I love that.
You know, and it's like, it's just so dumb. It's like, I we go to Japan, and one of the greatest things about going to Japan is the bullet trains are amazing. They're so great. And, you know, what if the people building the bullet train said, you know what, this is going to cost too much money, too much effort.
Or it's going to, we'll have to put some, barriers down so the train can cross.
Traffic
for 3 seconds.
It's by the way, if you go home, I get drunk and I watch Modern Marvels.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I watch Jimmy Kimmel Live, and then I watch Modern Marvels.
You watch the History Channel.
Yeah, and Modern Marvels is all about the building of the Benjamin Franklin Bridge, or the George Washington Bridge.
Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah. All stuff, and it's the same story all the time. It's like somebody makes a proposal. Instead of taking these slow-moving ferries that flood and capsize and stuff from, San Francisco over to, where the hell is that, Drew?
San Quentin.
No, no, that's San Quentin.
That's what's over there, right?
No, you take the Golden Gate Bridge, goes to
San Quentin's on the other side. San Quentin. San Quentin's right.
Well, that's where it is,
County.
The Marin County. Yeah. Thank you. Instead of going from there to there, so we should build the bridge. And then everyone's like, oh, no, it's too expensive. It'll never work. And then it takes 5 years, and there's always one guy. There's always one. And you know what? He's small in stature and a man of few words, but commands the room when he speaks, right? And they always get the bridge built, and it's 70 years later, and since then 10 billion cars have passed it, and everyone's happy. That's all I'm saying, and everyone loves it. Where's our bullet train? And Drew, might you be that man?
Not small enough.
What if you got on your knees and you did that door thing where you put shoes?
Every time you ask me to do that, get on my knees at him, it makes me nervous.
The whole George Michael thing comes back to haunt you. All right, I'm just saying, here's what it is. Let me tell you. Too many pussy politicians and attorneys now. We can't get that crap done anymore.
No, really, it's the letter writers.
Yeah, it's really a letter writer. Right. Somebody wants to build a bullet train. Oh, there's an indigenous roach that lives in a Nevada. Cry me a river, you old hag. This is what happens. Someone writes a letter, and then, all right, it gets scrapped, and then there's an attorney that says there's going to be a lawsuit, nothing ever happens. Back then, they would just go.
I think that's exactly what's happening in our city now. There's a small group of people who are, like, railing against it, and it's just really stupid.
Yeah. Right, and so three people speak for 3 million people, right, and nothing ever gets
three
done.
Hold up.
Right. Right.
Dime holds up a dollar.
Those same people will go to Mount Rushmore for vacation and stare at this sort of thing that, might be nice to look at, but, spent tons of money and lots of effort, and they don't want to build a train in the city that'll help people get around a little better.
Now, here's the thing. They take the road they would have protested against when it was built. They go look at the monument they would have protested against when it was built. They drive the SUV they're protesting against. Yeah. They pump the gas they're protesting against. They eat the food they protest against. All the things that they see and would have seen and are using are things they're against.
And I'm a huge fan of Teddy Roosevelt, but really we had to put his puss up there in stone? Really?
Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah. Rough rider. Come on. All right, Drew. Please. And it wasn't his puss, it was his face, I think.
Going to imagine that the Mount Rushmore is exactly the way it is in Team America, where it's actually used for something, and they have, like, the mouth opens up, and we have, like, a secret terrorist fighting, team in there that...
Thanks for giving it away. All right.
I know. I haven't seen it yet.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy tonight, taking a walk down memory lane. Keep going, Drew. See what you get first.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
In studio tonight. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew deep in thought over there, trying to figure out his best of love line list for over the years, the bands that have been in here. Jimmy Eat World in studio tonight.
Hello.
Drew, I've never seen you this reflective before.
Work so hard at something?
Actually, yeah.
Pretenders.
Well, as it pertains to the radio show, no. I've seen you prepare for, like...
Lots of things.
Yeah, you're doing, like, a speech to eighth graders in Anaheim. Oh, that. Yeah, that you'll kill a day on. But this, no, not this show. No. But what do you got? You got the Pretenders?
Yeah.
Yeah?
R.E.M.?
Oh, R.E.M. Mm-hmm. came in here. I'm surprised. I got attitudes, those guys. Yeah. RuPaul, Cars, we mentioned. Who's this?
Eurythmics. I can't remember if they were here or not.
How about Psychedelic Furs?
I don't think they were here.
Really?
Yeah, I really like... I don't think so.
No? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. That's good radio, by the way.
You want me to lie?
No, I just like the idea. I bring up a band, and you just say no. No, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's as much mine as it is yours.
Okay.
All right. But you could lie, yeah.
Yeah.
You could. Okay. You ready to rock?
Yep.
All right. Let's talk to Carly, who's 18.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys.
Thanks.
She's from Arizona, too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, okay. We were just there.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys all... Is everyone live in Arizona in Jimmy Eat World?
Yeah, we all do. In the Phoenix area.
Phoenix. Yeah. It's nice. Too hot, though, I think. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So, about 10 months ago, I got a vibrator for my first one, and I used it and had, like, amazing results, I guess you could say. And then...
I have results.
Omelets come out fluffier than ever. Yeah.
Satisfied customer.
Yeah, there you go. And it's good, too, because you can't return them. Lord knows I've tried. You cannot return them. There's a huge sign, and that's why they fire them up in the store. You know, they do that. They just fire it right up. Like, you got some guys, like, got the long hair. He's in a band. He's angry. He's hungover. He's like, okay, it's your work. All right, there you go, because you got to read the sign. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then ever since then, I get nothing.
You get nothing from a guy or nothing from the vibrator?
No, from the vibrator. Like, seriously, nothing. Like,
wait a minute. How long did you use it for?
How long?
How many times did you use it? A bunch of times?
No, yeah. Just once. The first time I got it.
Results.
I did once, and then it was like great. And then ever since then, it's nothing.
Weird. Have you been trying like three times a day or something? Or
no, just pretty much when I'm in bed at night, just once.
When was it you got the results? How long ago?
10 months.
Dave.
And how have you been trying? You've been trying it periodically since then?
Yeah, like a couple times a week or once a week or whatever.
All right, it's not working.
It's very diligent. I've heard trying for 10 months, twice a week.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm a virgin still.
Uh-huh.
So, but before that, I would just do it on my own, you know?
Yeah. Sure.
And every once in a while, I got something and whatever, but now nothing. Like, nothing since I used that. And I thought
a little energy there.
Angry.
Like, nothing. You got
that?
Nothing.
Too.
I'd be outraged.
Carly, are you on medication now?
No.
Nothing. No birth control pills, nothing.
Changed. I can't think of anything that would have changed.
Your mood hasn't changed. You're not feeling more depressed. You're not more stressed. You don't have a relationship that you lost or started. Anything?
No, I don't think so.
All right, well, it's not, whatever it is, it's time to donate it, by the way, because there are gals out there who don't come from, you know.
So to speak.
Yeah, I mean, there are people out there who could use a vibrator who would get results with it. You see what I'm saying?
It's going to waste.
Yeah, yeah, so, you know, drop it into the bin next time you're down at the market.
Goodwill?
Yeah, good luck, they call it. And so, it's not for you, so how about finding a boyfriend?
Well, yeah, I mean, if that would be great. Can you find me one?
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
What's up? You angry? Where's your dad? Are you fat? What's happening?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know where to start. You asked, like, 5 questions.
Big? Are you
start
big?
Where you like.
You a big gal?
No, I kind of have issues with that.
You do? What are the issues?
I have a problem throwing up.
Eating disorder.
Yeah, if you got an eating disorder, I mean, that could certainly affect your sexual functioning. Has your weight dropped?
I'm what?
Kind of, like, chunky.
Has your weight dropped recently?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that could be the
All right, here's the thing.
Not recent. Like within the last 3 months. This is.
All right. But listen, here, we got to take a break. Don't focus on the vibrator.
Particularly bulimics can be very bipolar with their sexuality. I think hypersexual can shut down. It's part of the syndrome.
All right.
So.
Sorry, look. Well, you gotta get some.
Treat the eating disorder.
Treat the eating disorder, then call back when you can't have the vibrator. You can't have the orgasm.
Yep. This is the deprivation part. She's depriving the sex as well as the food.
All right. Everything comes out the mouth, but nothing comes out the vagina.
That's where it goes.
Ironic. Mm-hmm. Take a quick break. Jimmy Eat World in studio tonight. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Zach and Rick here tonight from Jimmy Eat World. New CD is called Futures. We're going to hear another song off of that CD in the next couple of few. Wall of Voodoo.
That's my favorite one so far.
Yeah.
Wall of Voodoo.
Yeah, we're taking a walk down memory lane with Dr. Drew. He's been in here for 20 years. Let me just explain that K-Rock, the mother station here, is really the pioneer of what was then called new wave music. Modern music.
Alternative music.
Alternative music. The biggest in the world. Probably still is. When I say the world, I mean the world. That, you know, wasn't anything bigger going on in Japan or Russia or anything like that, right?
Yep.
This is it. This is where it all started. And Drew was right in the hub of that. You were in the eye of the storm of the alternative world. Yes, Drew?
I still to this day say we got to write a movie about that.
Yes.
Because the characters, the Aristav, can never be reproduced again.
Yeah.
And then all this crazy music coming over from England and the people exciting. Ronald Reagan had just become president and there was all this excitement about the music.
Yeah, everyone dressed like an idiot.
Like an idiot. The hair all crazy.
Yeah. I had too much dignity. I wasn't here yet. I was swinging a hammer like a man. Hold my head up high. All right. So, Drew, who have you written down? Who have you seen here
Dead
recently?
Or Alive.
Dead or Alive.
Panorama.
Yeah.
Drama-rama.
Yeah.
Madness, Pet Shop Boys, Stray Cats.
Stray Cats. All the bands Drew's seen in
Madness.
Studio over the year. Over the years. Ben?
Yeah, what's up, man?
You're 20?
Yeah.
You hurt your penis during rough sex?
Evidently.
Evidently. All right.
Let me tell you what's up. Okay. I've been with a girlfriend for about 6 months, and I've been sexually active for about 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing abnormal. But about 3 days ago, me and my girlfriend are having sex, and kind of got engaged there for a moment, you know, pretty rough there for a couple minutes, as it does. Anyway, I'm in the shower.
I know you're not listening to Ben, Drew, because you're trying to...
Simple minds.
Come up with a simple mind.
Wall of Voodoo is a good one.
Wall of Voodoo, solid.
That's a good one.
But...
he hurt his penis?
Yeah, something like that. He's an idiot. Yeah. He's one of these guys who one of these guys who doesn't.
Can
doesn't
he hear you?
How he sounds? Yeah, he can hear us.
Oh, okay. So you're just calling him an idiot?
Yeah. Well, he's in Arkansas. So, you know, we say what we want.
I always thought when I listened to you guys that you muted it when you started talking trash about somebody.
Okay. No, watch. All right, Ben, you hear us calling you an idiot, right?
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, okay. See, we wouldn't do that to somebody.
You idiot!
All right, so. Ben, it was just your cadence. It's a little
blowhardish.
It's a blowhard cadence for such a young man.
All we need to know is that you're engaged in something rough. You hurt yourself. What do you got?
Okay, well, I happened to look down in the shower.
No.
What do you got?
Just describe what you got. Don't set the scene. Don't give me the moment that you came upon it.
You don't have to tell us how you noticed your penis.
Okay.
You're in the shower. It's there.
Yeah. What
evidently,
is the...
I've ruptured a...
No. I don't want any opinions. What do you observe?
Okay, it's... You know what a bruise looks like, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like completely all the way around. It's like one giant bruise, like evidently from blood loss underneath the skin. So...
No more opinions. So it's a giant... The entire penis is now purple.
Exactly.
Okay. And does it function? Do you get erect?
Oh, yeah. Everything's fine.
Everything's
fine. Nothing like that. But.
Well, it's probably a superficial
vessel.
Vein that you burst and something closer to the skin. Because if you break the cavernous bodies, which you can do, you can fracture those, it actually causes the erection. Usually there'll be a kind of a curvature in the penis during erection and it can hurt or not get erect.
So what?
So it sounds like nothing.
Ice it up?
No.
What do you do with it? What do you do? I mean, you do something with your ankle. You do something with your shoulder.
That's a joint. Those are joints.
That's not a joint.
It's not a joint.
That's my joint. Are you kidding? It's nothing but a joint.
But no? There's no joint there.
So right. you don't keep it elevated? Or
No heating pads or anything. As long as it's functioning normally, I think you're okay. I would see a doctor just in case because I'd worry about scarring and Peyronie's type things.
You know, walk it off?
You could walk it off. But I would see a urologist, but I wouldn't worry about it.
All right. Drew, again, back to peewee football. But when a guy, dislocates his knee, walk it off. Sound medical advice from a coach?
If it can bear weight, it's a reasonable thing to try.
Walk it off.
Yeah.
Really? Why? Does it get better? You should keep it moving?
Keep it loose. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, keep it loose.
Tight. Really? Yeah. But you shouldn't. So you just keep going.
If you have trouble walking on it or it starts swelling rapidly, you stop.
Okay.
What about rub some dirt on it?
Yeah, what about that, Drew?
That one, not so good.
No? Not good? All right.
Cow pie. Should be cow pie.
Let's talk to Kyle.
I like that reference.
Let's take a question for the band. Tony's been on hold for 85
Chris,
minutes.
Give me another list while you're at it. Chris, yeah.
Tony?
Hey.
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
I've actually got a question for Drew and the band, but I guess the band first. I've been a fan ever since Static Prevails.
And, oh, cool. Thank you.
Clarity is just an excellent, excellent album. I don't go by a day without listening to it. But my question for you guys is, basically, I saw you guys in North Carolina right after Bleed American came out, and no one was, really paying attention to you guys whatsoever. And then, you guys played the middle, and, everyone started going, ape-ass. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, does that bother you guys? I mean...
It's a little strange.
It doesn't bother us. I mean, if someone comes and goes out of their way and, pays money to come see us play, I think that we're never gonna, they can enjoy it however they want to. I mean, obviously some crowds are better than others and, but I mean.
Some are more familiar with the catalog.
Yeah. But, if someone takes their time out of the day to come see us play and to support us in that way, then we don't really get too huffy about it.
Right. Right, right. I don't know. It just, because, I'm talking to someone, and I'm like, Jimmy Eat World is, one of my favorite bands. And, then I've got, a 12-year-old being like, oh, I love their song on Now This Is Music 18 or whatever.
Well, that's the thing is, when you're a kid, you don't have as much, chance to, when I was a kid, I couldn't go to the record store and browse and educate myself. I guess with the internet now you can, but... I mean, it's just kind of the way it is, when you have a song on the radio that gets played a lot, like The Middle did.
Right.
I mean, that's just the reality of it, And if you don't like that, then,
what's the alternative, by the way, not getting any songs played on the radio and knowing who you are?
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I totally understand what you're saying, but it's not something that, we don't sit there and talk about it and it doesn't bug us,
Hold on. So. Tony, thanks for insulting the band, by the way. We really appreciate it.
I'm not trying to sound like one of those crazy fans.
Tony, you had another question?
Yeah, actually. Dr. Drew, I've on my on my sack, I've got these white lumps.
Yeah, is it kind of spongy?
No, they're kind of hard.
Mm. On the sack,
They're usually sebaceous cysts, so.
Yeah, you can pop them, right?
Sometimes. Sometimes they get kind of spongy.
Let me tell you something about working on the sack, too. Mechanics talk about some cars are hard to get to the engine.
Yeah.
Like, you talk about one of these foreign jobs with mid-engine. Oh, you got to drop the tranny just to change the oil kind of thing. Sack, not that. VW Bug.
Yeah,
you can get right to it, boy.
Yours. You can throw it on the couch.
Sack. I'll actually throw it on my head and work on it with my teeth.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, just sack. Right. Just flapping over the back of my head. Huge. Yeah, nice. Prodigious.
It's kind of an interesting dynamic when you have a fan calling, and saying, hey, I like your stuff, and then he proceeds to talk about the problems with the sack. We've never experienced that before.
No.
Yeah, you're not going to find that with Uncle Joe on Rockline.
No, not at all.
No.
Only here will we experience that.
That's right. And I'm sorry for that, by the way. Kyle, that's not a good thing. The only here will we experience that. It's not a good thing.
No, I think that is a good thing.
It is.
Because it just promotes openness and honesty, because, very seldom do people come up and tell us about their
sack.
Problems with their genitalia.
Yeah, well, again, Tony on hold, 86 minutes and a big fan.
Wow.
Kyle?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been seeing this girl for a while, quite a while, actually. Like, my sophomore year, I met her through a party at my grandparents and stuff like that. But
what's your question, Kyle?
Wow.
I want to
met her at a party at your grandparents'
house. We're going to get a long story there.
All right. That's cool.
I want this girl. That's the thing. I want her. I want every bit of her in my life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, no.
I had her, and I lost her, and she's back in my life again, and I just want to know how I can keep her there.
What do you mean she's back in
your
life?
How did you lose her?
Okay, I lost her by quitting the dating her and stuff like that. So,
You dumped her?
Yeah, I dumped her because...
Why would you dump her?
Because she was seeing other guys.
That's not dumping her. That's getting out of the way.
Yeah.
Because it's too crazy.
Exactly. The question is...
Yeah, just misses that. Just, yeah, whatever.
I like when it just blows back. Yeah, she was screwing half the... Yeah, huh? All right.
Yeah, whatever.
There
so
we
anyway.
Go. Yeah.
No, this is she's not into this. And she's also a handful.
She's chaotic.
Yeah. Well, let's keep going. See what he's got now.
All right. He's got to have her.
Got to have her.
Kyle?
This is Squirrelsville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right,
Squirrely?
Well,
okay.
I'm going to Magic
Squirrel Not Zippers. They've been on here. Sorry.
They have been.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kyle.
I'm going to Magic Mountain with her tomorrow, and I want to really tell her how I feel, but I'm kind of afraid about where it's going to go.
All she's dating other people, right? Still?
What?
She's still dating other people.
Well, she doesn't want to date is what she's put out to me, that she just wants to have fun with her life and just not...
Yeah, she's still seeing other people. Kyle, do not tell her...
Here's what you do. Go to Free Fall, right? Before it pushes you out there, you go, look, I'm in love with you, and I'd like to be with you exclusively. And if you feel the same way, scream. And then and then you hold her, and then you record it. And then you can hold
her to it.
Yeah,
that's
basically,
that's his MO, man. That's the kind of strategy he's going for, by the way.
Yeah. Kyle, first off, when you get... Okay,
it's time for tough love. Yeah, because, Kyle, we are going to treat you as though it was ourselves calling at 18.
This is
how we wish somebody had treated us with this material.
That's right. And I think I was 18
when
we started doing
this
show.
Kill yourself.
Okay, done and done.
No, I don't do that. If I were you, just...
No, Adam. Meaning
I thought you were telling the kid to kill himself.
No. If Adam were calling, we'd have Adam kill himself. Kyle's our caller. Kyle, no. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Kyle, here's the deal. Whenever someone says, they do that right now, right now I'm just having fun,
I'm just hanging loose,
or I'm just out of a thing, and right now means I ain't into you.
Right.
Now, because if she met a guy she was really into, right now is in the rearview mirror. Right now is boom. Yeah. I'm ready to get it on. I'm ready to get married.
In the meantime, she's dating and having fun or seeing people. You shouldn't call it dating because that means it could become a boyfriend, girlfriend, which she's not open to. Certainly not with Kyle, but maybe with somebody.
Right now doesn't mean anything to anybody, guys or girls. If you meet the person you're into. Now, for guys, marriage, that's a different situation.
Different that's
but
right
boyfriend,
now.
Girlfriend, pow. Right now means nothing.
Yes.
If you're into somebody, you're into them, and you're into it, that's it.
Never put it off. There's no such thing as a woman like you're describing who, if she were into you, would hold you back the way you're held back.
Do you ever have sex with her, Kyle?
Lots.
Lots of sex.
Lots but of
she,
sex.
She
sex
was having sex. What's that?
Sex was a dominant thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we've become, since we've talked to each other...
Wait a second.
Drew interprets that as him beating off to her.
Right.
But not actually. Did you think she was in the room? Okay, now there's something... Now she's really chaotic.
Now she's disturbed, yeah. It's gone from him being pining to her being troubled.
Right. Kyle?
So you think she's just trouble?
She's chaotic.
Well, you had intercourse with her.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
And after the fact, we've broken up, and we've been seeing each other lately.
Oh, boy. And during that time, she's continued to say, I need to see other guys, I need to have fun, I need to whatever.
Not necessarily see other guys. She doesn't want a relationship. That's what she's telling me.
Yeah, that's the
way. My jealousy feels the same way as you guys are, like she's seeing other guys and stuff like that.
Hmm. Yeah, she's chaotic.
Yeah, this is somebody who got some issues.
Wait a minute.
You should call her up about 10 minutes before you pick her up and just say, you know what, I don't really feel like going.
Yeah. Ooh, good strategy.
You know, I mean, not that you really want to be dealing with maybe this girl isn't the right one for you, but if it was the bottom line and you wanted to get this girl, then that's what you do.
That's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we talk to her? How about we call her up, Kyle, and really hash this thing out?
Sounds fun.
Yeah, in an intimate environment, like
national radio.
Yeah. Should we give her a buzz?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What's her name?
Kelsey.
Kelsey. All right. Yeah. Kelsey and Kyle does kind of work. All right. We're going to put Kyle on hold. We should...
Slight bogus thing going on here.
Well, that he's so willing to. It wasn't bogus until he's willing to talk about. But, Drew, you're bogus tail started wagging when he started talking about having copious amounts of sex with her.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Let's keep going.
All right. Hold on a second, Kyle. Now, don't hang up on Kyle. We're going to put Kyle on hold in the phone screeners. Get Kelsey's phone number.
The pieces aren't fitting. And then the glee with which he wanted us to talk to her didn't fit.
Yes. He was anxious.
Yeah. That was glee, like a bullseye. Yeah, got him. Mm-hmm. You know, got him. Not, oh no, I guess so. Let's get it. Let's go do it. It was glee.
Mm. Something's up. But what do we care?
Yeah, just saying. Just bring it up. Doesn't fit, the pieces don't fit.
That's all right. I'm with you. Let's talk to Shelby.
So the screeners need to get Kelsey or...
Yeah, it's never going to happen, but let them try. Shelby?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have an experienced boyfriend, and he is my first.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know... I don't think I've orgasmed, and I don't know if I...
Who cares?
Well, wait a second.
It's not happening yet, so it's not.
You didn't have an orgasm.
Yeah, you've not had one yet, and you've got this guy sort of hammering you to insist that you should produce one.
Really? Is he pressuring you?
No, he's not pressuring me, but he's kind of just as stumped as I am because he's had other girls, and he's.
It's a horrible
pressure.
Horrible hand card to play to deal a girl when you do that. Listen, babe, you've not been with anyone, but I've been with tons, and I give them all huge orgasms. So what's wrong with your vagina?
Right.
We got to get to the bottom of it.
Right, and the fact is, Shelby, you're normal. Some of those girls are probably faking it. Some of them have orgasmic function at an earlier age, but most women do not until they're well into their
70s.
20s. Well, to their 20s, and even then, it's not with intercourse, that's for sure. You're not going to have orgasms with intercourse. You may have it with oral sex or some kind of direct stimulation, but forget the idea that it's going to happen with intercourse.
Does he give you oral sex?
Yeah, he likes to.
Oh, he does. And do you enjoy that?
Yeah, but, sometimes I just can't take it.
He's not...
Not doing a good job?
No, he's, doing, too good of a job.
That's
overwhelming.
That's not a good job.
That's right.
Yeah.
Too good a job is a bad job.
Right.
Right. Just like when a guy's painting your house and he does too good a job. What is it, Drew? That was a horrible example, wasn't it?
Horrible. When you're having sex, you go, I'm almost there. Oh, no, I lost it.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, that's too good a job. Okay, so, Drew, you think he's pushing too hard.
Yeah. Oh,
he's pressuring.
And she can't really sort of adjust to the subtleties of what she needs. She's not really clear on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's hammering away at her.
Yeah.
He's diligent, Shelby, but not giving you what you need.
It's a finesse gig. No doubt about it.
Light.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. You're diamond cutters, what you are, when you're going down on a gal. Yeah?
I'm not sure that's a good example either.
Really? I don't know. It takes a steady hand. It's
yes,
a finesse
it's a
job.
Hand.
You don't pound away at it. Yeah, you're not driving railroad spikes.
No,
is
certainly
what I'm
not.
Saying.
No golden spike there.
Yeah. That's not, yeah. Yeah, it's like too good a job. Like when a guy details your car, you don't want him to do
another bad
idea. Wow. Really a tough night tonight.
That's strike two.
No. I mean, when you go out and you see the tires are all armor-alled and he's got the carnauba wax on it.
Every speck is out of the interior.
And he did that thing where he got all the road tar off the bottom, off the rocker panel. It's no good. So, Shelby, here's what I think. I think you guys will work it out. I think he needs to not be so concerned with your orgasm or not. And
right.
he can't treat your orgasm like it's part of his brag sheet or personality. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of guys
doesn't
do this.
Belong to
like,
him.
Doesn't belong to him. That's yours. If you have one, great. If you don't, fine. All right?
I think he's
in the Senate. All right, that's good enough. That's enough. A lot of guys do that thing where it's like their sort of worth is built on how many orgasms they can squeeze out of a woman. And then the woman feels the pressure and then fakes them.
Yeah.
And then she gets angry at the guy who's busy, you know, posing in the mirror with his shirt off because he thinks he's had, you know, hit another home run and it was, you know, struck out. But the, you know, another job, you know, when you're too good a job, Indra? Like, setting up scaffolding.
Don't want to do that too well.
Not too good. Am I right?
I'm trying to understand why. Tell me more. No.
You just, no?
Because if you set up too good, people might not fall through. Yeah, it's not good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to work on some more of those. All right, Drew.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Taking a break.
What's up? Jimmy Eat World in studio tonight. We're going to hear
a song.
We're going to hear a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to take a break first.
After the break, yeah.
Drew, you got to look.
Oh, we got
Kelsey.
Ooh,
Kelsey Kyle on the Kelsey. Phone.
How
do we punch up Kyle and Kelsey? Do it now.
I want to hear something. There she is.
I don't trust these two.
Can we just?
All right.
Can we just push seven?
What do you want
it?
First?
Kelsey.
Yeah. She's at a bar, so just hang in there. Here we go.
Bar. Kelsey's at a bar. It's like a Cheers episode.
Probably some other dude.
Yeah. Kelsey.
Yes.
You're at a bar.
I'm at a hookah bar. It's a diner and deli.
All right. All right. You're 17, though. You're not supposed to be in a bar, right?
Huh?
Okay.
I can't hear you real well.
All right. Mm. All right. Well, go into the bathroom or something and then cover your open ear and we can get this
done. I'm outside. As far away from noise as I can possibly get. But.
All right. All right. Now, do you know a guy named Kyle?
Yes.
All right. He is phoned the show. He basically says he's in love with you and he's made some mistakes.
He really likes you. He's really into you.
Yeah, he's into you. No, actually, he says he's kind of a lone wolf who could take or leave you. Tough guy, by the way, this Kyle. Yeah, he says he's a rambling guy and he travels alone. But he might make a little time for you in his busy schedule. But he's got a lot of ladies on his list. So we're going to find out what we can do to get you two together, what the truth is behind this relationship, okay?
Okay.
Kelsey?
Yes?
Is that all right?
Can you hang on with us?
Yeah, sure.
Do you have any feelings at all for Kyle?
Yes, I dated him for a year, and I've known him since I was like 7 years old.
All right.
And we're
right.
Where are we now with it?
Hold on. We don't have to get to that just yet. We got to take a break. All right,
okay.
So, Kelsey, stay with us, please. Hang on. We'll come back, all right?
All right.
All right, just stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. Jimmy Eat World in studio tonight. We'll figure out, sound legitimate now. Figure out what's going on with Kyle and Kelsey after this.
A ballet.
Yeah. Spandau Ballet. Heaven 17. The list keeps growing.
In the day, they used to say Spandau Ballet.
Drew. With all those pretentious English bands, or the ones that at least thought they were English in the 80s, had to put up with them. Jimmy Eat World in studio tonight. Zach and Rick in here from the band. Anderson, get ready to play. We're not going to do it just yet. We're going to finish this call, but get ready to play Ace's Mexican Accordion Countdown.
Well,
all right?
Yeah, I got you.
You got me? All right. Because this game, a lot of people, Drew, are predicting that this is going to be bigger than Germany or Florida.
It could be. I'm really hearing a buzz about it.
Yeah, yeah. For those of you who love ranchero music, this is your game. Finally a game, by the way, for the fans of ranchero music. All right, now.
It's amazing it took so long for this to come out.
We were speaking to Kelsey. Kelsey?
Yes?
All right, so here's, let me reset here. Kyle called in about 15 minutes ago. Kyle's 18, was dating Kelsey. You there, baby doll?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just getting into a car because it's really cold outside.
All right. Having a sexual relationship with Kelsey. It's not like Kyle to kiss and tell, but we asked. You guys broke up.
Why'd you break up?
Why did you break up?
There's quite a few reasons. Things weren't going real great. A lot of arguing.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So you needed to get out of that relationship, right? It wasn't working.
Also, he broke up with me for another girl for a while.
Oh, he didn't mention
that.
For about a weekend. Oh, I got to do that.
Oh, so this is a totally different version of the story.
Yeah.
This is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get ready to rock!
This is like you, Adam. You do stuff, and then you come back begging forgiveness. Then you come back to your old crap again as soon as you she brought you back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is his thing.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. A-hole. All right, so, Kelsey, now you guys got a little trip to Magic Mountain planned out?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think it's going to be fun. I love Six Flags.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that sounds like a ringing endorsement.
But, wow. I mean, you wouldn't care if you were there with Kyle or the old, bald, creepy guy who dances in the commercials, right?
No, I'd like to be there with people I know, of course.
All right. Well, now you know Kyle has, you know, ulterior motives other than just writing Batman's Revenge, which, by the way, sounds like the world's worst diarrhea.
No, you
it really does
back.
Sound like horrible. He is like, I got blue diarrhea, Doc. Oh, yeah, Batman's Revenge. Yeah, messed my utility belt up. It's a mess. It's soaking. All right, so let's put Kyle on. Drew, how do we put Kyle on? Kelsey?
I think Anderson's got it.
All right. Is Kyle there?
This is Kyle.
Kyle, say hello to Kelsey.
Hey, Kelsey.
Hey, what's up?
Now, I mean, I don't want to speak for Kyle, but I feel compelled. You know, Kyle has feelings for you, Kelsey. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am.
And do you have feelings for him?
Yes, I do.
Are there ways he can sort of earn you back?
Well, I've been in serious relationships for the last 2.5 years. I haven't been single in about 2.5 years. And that I just started being single about a month ago, and so I'm kind of trying to do that for a little while.
That's smart. That's a healthy impulse.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, I'm still young, so I'm not looking for anything serious, and I know if I get in a relationship with Kyle, it's going to be serious.
Serial
we've
monogamy.
Already dated, and yeah. I'm not going to date him again if we're just going to break up.
Uh-huh. Well, now this is a little bit of a mixed message, because the first one I was hearing was I'm being nice to Kyle. I really don't want to get him involved with something I can't finish, and I'm not that into him. And then the second one I'm hearing is a little residual anger from the first go-round with Kyle.
Yeah, I could be into him, but I don't want to because it's going to hurt me.
Yes.
Residual anger has ended. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, people go their separate ways. Stuff happens. It was about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Forgive and forget.
I understand, but the deal is, though, that if you were to get back with him, you feel like you'd get back fast, and he would hurt you again, and so you're not going to let it happen.
No, I feel that, one, I can't be in a serious relationship right now because I'm...
No, I get that. I get that. We got that. But,
all right, but
is there anything he can do in the meantime while you're sort of exploring things to sort of show you that he means business this time
around?
Well,
the first thing you can do is sell one of those Magic Mountain tickets because he's flying solo tomorrow.
But,
go ahead.
I don't know.
Kyle, what do you have to say to Kelsey?
That I love her and unconditionally and unbelievably. Uh-oh. I do anything for her.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Yeah, he's horrible. No. And Kelsey, how does that make you feel when you hear that?
A little pressured.
Yeah. Uh-oh. All right. And let me see if we can get the truth out of Kelsey. And Kelsey, here's your chance to be honest, and I think you owe it to Kyle, and most importantly, me, which is, if you really think that there's a chance and there's still feelings and that you guys could get back together if Kyle changed and flew straight and all that and you'd like to be that way, fine. But if you feel like I'm just being nice, I really don't want to be involved with Kyle, say it.
I don't want to be involved right now. I'm not.
Stop with the right now, though.
When you say right now.
Leaving him hooked.
Yeah, right now as in, like, I want to get to know him. I haven't been around him in about a year until recently. I don't know exactly who he is or how he is anymore. I'd like to have him prove to me that he's not.
And by the way, hang on a second. Kelsey, hold on a second. Hang on. Hold on.
Kelsey's 17.
Like a 43-year-old.
Thrice divorced, widowed, mother 14.
Well,
yeah, don't know. 17.
Yeah,
it's like, when you've loved and lost like I have.
It's going to be serious. Like, well, I don't want to break his heart or anything. I'm not going to date.
Maybe it was, but I was talking over it. Kelsey, first off, you're chaotic. What's going on? Where's your dad?
Well, she's kind of mature. I mean, there's a certain amount of health
mature,
in there.
Yeah, mature in the kind of way where you got to take care of your alcoholic dad when you're 9. That kind of mature.
A little parentalized, yeah.
Not one to finishing school mature. I was forced to become adult because my parents were kids.
I've been in too many long-term relationships.
Well, the serial monogamy, though, is because you were sort of looking for a life preserver, probably.
Yeah. Well, where's your parents?
At home.
Your dad's a good guy?
Yeah.
You love him?
He's very protective of me, though.
But what's that mean?
When did he...
I'm his oldest daughter.
All right. Anyway, look. You sounds fine. Listen, Kyle,
yeah.
Don't push so hard. I can see why you'd want to hang in here because there is a potential.
Yeah, but
you got to give her some space before that potential is going to become a reality.
What's the message, though? I don't understand her message, and she's like a grizzled dating veteran at 17.
The message is, here's what she's saying. Kelsey, correct me if I'm wrong, but she's saying she's willing to let him back in her life. She's willing to explore a relationship of some type. She wants to know who he is now.
I'm not hearing that.
And that if he sticks around long enough, maybe sometime, because not right now, there could be something. And that's going to keep him hooked in.
I'm not hearing it.
I just want him to respect the fact that I want to be friends right now. I don't want him to push any issues.
All
right, hold on.
Needs to be forever or he's going to be freaking out.
Let me talk. I got to, Kelsey, hold your ears for a second. Kyle.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I hate to say it, she's only 17, world-class ball buster.
Yeah, it's a
ball buster. Yeah. A headache and ball buster. Don't get yourself into it. You will get wrapped up around her finger. This will be a nightmare. You'll have a year and a half of your life, and then you'll do something stupid like jump off a bridge or something.
Right.
She's a ball buster. Now, listen, I'm sure she's hot. I'm sure she knows she's hot.
She's beautiful.
Of course she's beautiful because she's a pain in the ass. If she was ugly, she wouldn't be talking this way. She's a pain in the ass. She needs to date a guy who's like 27 and in some crappy band that you've never heard of.
She'll get dumped and she'll
get pregnant. She'll crap out a kid. And then 5 years from now, you'll see her with her tail between her legs. And then you can think about it. Right now, she's hot. She knows it. It's a buyer's market.
Yeah.
She's got the goods.
You can't change Kyle being into her. You can...
Now.
Rekindle some kind of relationship. Realize it's not going to be for right now.
No. Forget it.
He needs to start blowing her off.
Blow her off.
Yeah, he needs to start not returning the calls and say, you know what, I'm kind of over it. And then she'll, you know.
There's nothing. You have no strategy right now.
Hold on,
she's not going to let you
Zach,
in.
You can't do that now that you said to do it. And she
well,
heard,
you know, but it still works though. Even when you know it's coming, it works.
I agree.
You know, when you're like, you know, there's someone that you know that you're not really attracted to, but they have a big crush on you.
Yeah.
Well, the day that they don't have a crush on you anymore, you start thinking about, oh wait, what's wrong with me?
All right, are we done, guys? Kyle, Kelsey.
I'm not done. I'm putting Kelsey on. I'm putting Kelsey on hold. Did I put Kelsey on hold?
You put both of them on hold.
All right, what are you gonna do? Now, look, Drew, I can't believe what you're telling him. You, of all people.
No, I listen.
She's a ball buster. She's hot. She's kind of angry. She knows what she's got.
But I'm not getting unhealthy. I'm not getting true chaos. I'm getting somebody who's got a little serial monogamy, a little bit of a ball buster, but not sick, not disturbed.
No.
And he really has genuine feelings for her, even though they're suspect. They're mostly built on not being able to get her.
You're getting Ice Princess serial killer.
No, I'm getting a ball buster. And at her age, if that's how
she can't handle that.
He can't handle it, but someday he might.
No.
Oh, let's
no.
We gotta play a little,
we gotta play some accordion countdown.
Okay. Let's turn that off.
All right. Drew, I hate to harp. I know this is a horrible radio, but how many months are they gonna put together before she starts banging one of his friends?
Oh no, he's got the only move he's got, I think, is to have a relationship where she understands who he is and that he cares about her and then back off.
He can't do it. What, just be friends, hang out?
No. Just for a few weeks or maybe in a few months and then out. You're out after that.
Listen.
Because then there's a possibility
for
the
future. You want Kelsey.
Right. Leave her with a good impression.
Yeah, and then go about your life. Yeah, exactly.
You're asking him to do the impossible.
Well, maybe.
You're asking a stoner. Look, no, just one pass through the 7-Eleven. Don't grab any snacks, and I'll meet you out in the parking lot.
Just some Funyuns. Some Funyuns, and they'll meet you
no
out.
No Funyuns.
No, but he's got to find other girls and date them.
Yeah.
And,
right. Yeah. I agree.
Preferably girls that she knows.
But if he does that now, I don't think there will ever be a relationship.
Let me say this, and then we're playing Ace's Mexican Accordion Countdown, Ranchero style this time. Here's the deal. 17-year-old chick, hot, confident, smart, in demand.
Yes.
Huge demand.
Yes.
18-year-old guy, from a Glendora, nothing.
Yeah.
He's a currency that's not being used.
Yes.
Now, later on, when he gets a good gig, when he gets an education, when he makes some money, whatever, fine. She knows she's in the driver's seat. She knows she's in demand. She'll have a good 5 years of that. Yep. Kyle can come in and scrape her up in about 5-6 years when she's been dumped on a couple of times and has put on 10 pounds. Right. That's the reality of it. At this point, she's dating a 24-year-old guy, not an 18-year-old guy who's got tickets to Magic Mountain. All right? Thank you. Thank you. I know it sounded a little cathartic there.
Yeah, it was a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
When Kyle gets in the radio, okay, and gets his own gig on Comedy Central, then he's going to show up. You understand? Show them all. Use his penis to flog them.
And his tongue. Wicked tongue.
Now, here's how we go. Ranchero music, we've decided.
Sweeping the nation.
It is sweeping the nation, and it relies heavily on the accordion.
No. What? How dare you?
I don't want to call it a crutch, but it does seem to pop in and out of the music once in a while, especially during the Ranchero standards, you know?
Yeah.
So here's the question. The question is, I don't know what Anderson just said.
Guys, the band thought we were taking a break at 40, so they're taking a break right now. So we're going to
have to take a break.
Yeah.
All right. We don't have time? No, we can't.
But we're going to have to play the song and Jimmy World. We don't have to play that, but we want to hear that. So.
All right, so we'll play their song while the Ranchero people are taking a break. Right?
No, we got to go to break.
We got to go to break.
All right.
Because we could do that. We could have been done by now.
I know. If you hadn't been...
No, I'm talking to Anderson. Oh. How dare you tell
no,
Kyle
I, how to dare go back both of you? I checked in just with her. I checked right, in with the band, and they were eating some carne asada.
Fine. Fine. How dare you make your Latino stereotypes, by the way? Because let me tell you something. Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown cannot be soiled with your gringo stereotypes.
You're right? Yes. Bronski beat. Another one.
All right, Jimmy World in studio. Soon, the Accordion Countdown. I'm going to give Drew a good talking to about the advice he gave young Kyle. Yeah. And we'll be right back after this. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Drew circling Bronski Beat, the Cars, all the bands he's seen in here over the years. Jimmy Eat World in studio tonight. We're going to hear something.
What about a
new CD Futures? Yes.
Escape Club.
Ooh.
I'm not sure.
Did they sing the Wild Wild West?
Yeah, we just found that out.
Frankie
Goes to Hollywood.
That
terrible, terrible song and video. That's one of the worst videos of all time, too.
The mirror. Yeah.
It was a horrendous song. All right, Drew, stop circling bands because it's time to play Ace's Ranchero Mexican Accordion Countdown.
All right, much more important.
All right, Anderson, you queued up there?
Yeah, I got to tell you, they're being kind of strange. They're feeling a little bit moody right now, so hopefully this will work.
All right, here's how the game is played. I have no idea. We guess how long into the song, the random Ranchero song that Anderson just pots up before we hear an accordion. Now, your impulse...
In seconds or minutes?
Whatever you think.
Milliseconds. Right. The point is your impulse might be, well, I don't know, 40, 45 seconds.
And you could be right.
We've not heard it before.
Yeah.
But it averages about five or six seconds.
So why are you telling us this? Because now you're giving us information.
I'll tell you why. Because it's unfair. It'd be unfair to have you guess 40 seconds and Drew to guess immediately. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not putting any money down on this.
No, it's not.
We're trying to build your skill up.
Yeah.
This is a practice hand. Yeah. All right, Drew, you like to start first?
Immediate.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's going all in. All right. He's going immediate. All right. I'm going to go 8 seconds.
Remember, we had a little hand tip from Anderson here. Could be something weird going on.
I have no idea how to interpret that. Does Zach?
I'm thinking it's going to be coming in on the second verse. I'm putting that maybe, I don't know, or the first chorus. I don't know. I'm going to say 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Using his musical training. We'll see if it does him any good. And Rick?
I was, instincts told me immediately, but I'm going to go 4 seconds.
All right. 4 seconds.
That's good.
I got 8 seconds, yeah.
You're going to have to go with me on this. Let's hear a Jimmy World song, let it build up, and then we come back.
All right. So we made our bets.
All right, so we got 4 seconds, 8 seconds, 30, and Drew's going to immediate. We'll hear a Jimmy Eat World song, and then we'll come back, and we'll finish the Ranchero Countdown. I don't know where the paper is. It tells me what song it is.
Pain or something like that?
Pain.
I don't feel the way I've ever felt. Futures, name of the CD. Drew, back in the chair, buddy.
All right.
Don't try talking to that mic. It's time to play Aces Ranchero according to Mexican Countdown. Drew has gone immediate. All right?
Yep.
Yeah. I've went with 8. I think Rick went 4. And Zach, a surprising 30.
Ooh.
Pay off.
Got the knowledge.
All right. Anderson?
We are from Phoenix.
Anderson?
We'll kill
okay.
you.
All right. You ready? And let's wait till it gets to the 20 and go.
Oh, I almost cussed just now. I'm sorry.
All right,
what happened?
They stopped playing right when it was time. I'm sorry, guys. It's torture.
So there's no music?
No music.
All right.
It just came in 4 seconds.
If anyone wants to know if the show works. By the way, how many times I got to say we got to get Lawrence? Who's it?
Michelle's
music loaded up. Yes.
Yeah. All right, we got it. They're back. They're very upset with one of you guys. I don't know who it is, but here we go.
What?
They're being temperamental. We're ready to go. Now.
Just please. Okay. Can we just play the goddamn Mexican music.
2, 1, go.
Oh.
That's not an accordion.
This isn't ranchero.
20 seconds.
True, quiet.
Here comes the first chorus, guys.
Nope, it's some other
kid.
No,
it's not a chorus. It's a flute.
I'm shocked.
It's still good music. I mean, hold on.
All right.
We're out. This is one of the
hold on. The young man, I interpret. He sings how he misses his beloved accordion. How for many nights, the fat guy, drunk guy who played the accordion, stood behind him in the band.
And now he's gone.
But alas, he's gone.
Oh.
He's gone.
It's a heartbreak.
He's gone after someone shot him, who was actually in the band. Who's now taking that weird, who now plays a hollowed out fish. Yeah.
So I think I actually win one, right?
You do.
Because I said 30 and it didn't
get. I think you win. Wow.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
It rarely happens.
Oh, my.
Wow.
And a killer track, by the way. A lot of people say, hey, they don't make ranchero music without an accordion. You can't do it. Oh, well.
Here it is.
These guys
beg
to differ.
Wow. And we hear a lot of this kind of music being where we're from in Phoenix, and I've never heard a flute.
No.
And never, ever.
Well, that's why they call it Aces Ranchero Accordion Countdown. Anything could happen.
All right.
Thrilling. A thriller moment.
Thrilling. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I want to thank Jimmy Eat World for coming here tonight. Jack and Rick, of course. And giving us an extra couple of dollars in our wallet, Drew.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Anderson, you got any accordion at all going on over there? That's how it usually works. 3 seconds and pow. Yeah, keep that playing. I'm gonna say good night with that. Everyone can go to it's so cryptic. Yes, Jimmy Eat World, everybody, go to Henry Fonda Theater and go get some tickets tomorrow. Even though they're sold out, you can camp out, flash a boob, do what you can, make the band feel good. I want to thank Engineer Chris for, guys being cat-like, maneuvering behind the potentiometers over there. I want to thank Junior producer Lauren for doing a great job all week long. Of course, producer Ann. Phone screeners Brian and Zach.
Ziggy.
Who cares? Is Ziggy a real... Really?
Ziggy.
Dude, all right.
That's so dick.
Good kid, that Ziggy.
And Lauren, Ann.
I already gave Anderson. Lauren, Ann, and until next time. Oh, Engineer Anderson called me dick 10 seconds ago, so screw you. So until next time, Santa Crawl for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Yo no tengo la culpa que seas muy niña y que te guste el baile. This has been Loveline. Loveline.
The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. Or the producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.